As the song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There are a lot of holidays that are celebrated during this time of the year. Holidays that mean so much to so many. People of different religions, ethnic backgrounds, and beliefs. The Christian world celebrates Christmas, and that's what we'll talk about today. Why? Because I am a Christian, and I celebrate
with those
Christmas.
Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
The music, the sounds, the smells, the decorations and the goodwill of Christmas means so much to me personally. But all these symbols of Christmas should remind us of one thing, the birth of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. The lights, the tinsel, the bells, candy canes, and even a certain jolly bearded that man are all part of the magic of the season. These are the symbols of Christmas, and how they testify of him.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strain is prolonged? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song?
A symbol of Christmas is saying Merry Christmas. Charles Dickens popularized the traditional phrase Merry Christmas in his 19th century story, A Christmas Carol. The saying caught on in America, where saying Merry Christmas remains the go-to greeting for the holiday season.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
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 Merry Christmas
to you.
As a symbol of Christmas, Christmas bells have been ringing throughout the years. Shepherds use the sound of bells to guide lost sheep back to the fold. With the birth of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, the bells invite us to come home to Him. Bells also symbolize the announcement of the birth of Christ, when angels in heaven praised God and declared, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men."
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. On down every street corner, you will hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them sing.
Hear them sing.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City street lights, every stoplight blinks a red and a green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's, this is his big scene. And above all the bustle, you're gonna hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. Christmas time in the city.
In the city the bells are ringing.
Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them sing.
Hear them sing.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be a Christmas Day.
These are the symbols of Christmas. Now, the Christmas tree.
Ah, smell those Christmas trees. You can keep your channel number 5. Just give me a whiff of the old lonesome pine. That symbol of brotherly love. That centerpiece that all mankind gathers around to share the cranberry sauce shaped like a can. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree. Oh, 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 Christmas tree.
Before Christ's birth, trees and evergreen branches meant something special to a lot of people. A green, thriving tree in the dead of winter reminded people of hope and new life. And as a symbol of the birth of our Savior, we too can have everlasting life. But a Christmas tree becoming a symbol of Christmas happened during the 16th century, when German Christians started bringing the trees into their homes. Queen Victoria, whose husband, Prince Albert, was German, had her husband set up a Christmas tree in the palace each and every year. And thus, a symbol of Christmas and a tradition was born. These are the symbols of Christmas. Santa Claus.
I want an official Red River cup of action 2-inch wings while Arab.
No. Shoot your eye out.
To many people, Santa Claus is part of the commercialization of Christmas. However, as a symbol of Christmas, it was St. Nicholas going from home to home, giving gifts and celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. And by showing his love of Jesus Christ, by sharing his gifts to you. So you better be good, you better be nice, so you can receive the greatest gift of all.
Now you children better be good, and act like all the children should. Be careful of what you say and do.
Every Christmas Eve, after Santa has delivered the presents, he'll find a gift left for him, cookies and milk. This tradition and symbol of Christmas began in the United States during the Great Depression. Parents used this Christmas symbol of milk and cookies as a way to teach their kids that even when money was tight, they still had to be considerate of others and show gratitude for the blessing in their lives. Christmas cookies.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. And Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
These are the symbols of Christmas. During the Christmas holidays, we see stars as part of Christmas cards, decorations, cutout cookies, along with hanging from street lamps or sitting on top of the Christmas tree. The Christmas star symbolizes the star that appeared in the sky when Jesus Christ was born. The star reminds us to follow the light of the Savior, just as the wise men followed the light of the star to find him.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. On Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign.
Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Frankincense and myrrh have I, my gift of love and sacrifice, prayer and praising all.
These are the symbols of Christmas. We celebrate Christmas every year by singing Christmas carols. But how did it begin? In Europe, celebrating Christmas started to become more popular than pagan winter festivals. The clergy started to request special hymns, which would be sung at Christmas celebrations. But most of those hymns were in Latin and very difficult to sing along to. So some composers started writing their own Christmas hymns and told the story of Christ's birth, but in their native language. And when nativity scenes were being performed, these songs became popular and people began to sing along. So today, we sing and we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and the Christmas season with the Christmas carols.
Here we come, a-caroling, we sing a song for you, a song of Christmas cheer to a neighbor good and true. Love and joy come to you, and a Merry Christmas too, and God bless you and send you a Happy New Year, and God send you a Happy New Year. We are the baby beggars that you take from door to door. We're the common singers whom you have heard before. Love and joy come to you, and a Merry Christmas too, and God bless you and send you a Happy New Year, and God send you a Happy New Year, New Year. Good master and good mistress, now as you sit by the fire, accept a kindly thought from the members of the choir. Love and joy come to you, and a Merry Christmas too, and God bless you and send you a Happy New Year, and God send you a Happy New Year. God bless the master of the house, and bless the mistress too, and all the little children, dear Father, bless them too. Love and joy come to you, and a Merry Christmas too, and God bless you and send you a Happy New Year, and God send you a Happy New Year. Love and joy come to you, and a Merry Christmas too, and God bless you and send you a Happy New Year, and God send
These are the symbols of Christmas. As children, we got so excited to see what Santa brought us. As we age, we look forward to opening our presents. But as we age, not only do we look forward to opening our presents, but we also look forward to seeing the reaction for the gifts we give to friends and loved ones. It's a symbol of the greatest gift of all time. The gift given to us in John 2:16. It reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The wise man who came to see Jesus presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So this year, as we give and we receive our gifts, take time to remember why. And by the way, Merry Christmas.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long may the world in sin and error pine, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. said.